800-210-2210 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231, and we'll help you to have a better garden. We'll also help you live longer. I was reading an article in our local paper here in Maine, and they did a survey. The survey was done by National Geographic, and the results was this. If you are a gardener and you work in the yard doing things like mowing the lawn, weeding, pruning, watering the grass, and taking care of your garden, you will live to be older. You could live as long as 14 years longer, according to National Geographic writer Dan Butterman. And he is the author of the New York Times bestseller book, The Blue Zone. And it was research that he did all over the world and found out that most of the places in the world where the population lives longer than any place else, it's not that they're doing a lot of gym-type workout, a lot of heavy exercise. It's they do exercise every day. Things like walking, mowing the grass, picking flowers, weeding, edging the beds, and things like that will increase your life as much as 14 hours. So if you're a gardener, you're going to live longer. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Carol, who is planting a hydrangea.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Something happened to my phone. It was buzzing here. I didn't know what happened. I thought I'd lost it.
No, I'm right here, Carol.
Okay. I purchased a beautiful limelight hydrangea yesterday that
okay.
I'm using as a focal point in our front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know the proper way to plant this. I do not want to kill it.
Okay. How much sunlight are you getting, Carol?
Full.
Full sun. Perfect. Okay. What I would suggest that you do is this. Hydrangeas have big leaves, and a plant like a hydrangea requires a lot of water. So what you need to do is to dig a good hole and look at your soil. And if your soil is not as good as it should, then you want to condition the soil. And what I use for everything that I plant is compost. And you can go to your local nursery, you can buy a bag of compost, and you can blend it with your existing soil. The better you prepare the hole, the better the plant's going to grow. Okay? And I try and make a hole twice the size of the pot. So that way, the soil around the pot has all been conditioned with the compost. Now, because hydrangea requires more water than a lot of other plants, I use a product called Soil Moist. And you can buy Soil Moist, again, at your local garden center. And once you have used this, you are hooked forever. This is one of the best inventions for gardening since the shovel. Soil Moist looks like rock salt. Little granules of a white product. It's called a polymer. And if you've ever changed a baby's diaper, the diapers of today, when you break them open, it looks like they're full of Jell-O. Well, that's the same product that's in a baby's diaper. You put a little bit of this in your soil with your compost. It will swell 200 times in volume and retain water in the ground. It's incredible. That means because it's able to hold 200 times more water, your hydrangeas are not going to dry out during weather where it's hot and it's sunny and it's just baking on your plant, and especially a newly planted one, with weather condition like that, which we really haven't seen yet this year, the plant collapses. You give it a good drink of water, the leaves straighten right back out, it looks normal, and the next day it wilts again. Use Soil Moist, use compost, and for the first 2 months, so for all of August and into September, you need to water that plant on a weekly basis. When the temperatures exceed 80, you're probably going to need to do it every couple of days. But look at the foliage. If the foliage is horizontal, you're okay. If they start to bend and they're more vertical than horizontal, then they need a good drink. But everything that I plant, I put compost and I use Soil Moist. And with the bulb season coming and the mum season coming, purchase a large enough container. And when you plant your tulips, your daffodils, crocuses, and hyacinths, put the Soil Moist in the hole before you put the bulbs in. It will help them to pick up more water, and that will give you a bigger blossom and more foliage. Thank you, Carol. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, we have yet another Carol this morning, and this one is asking about her shrubs.
Terrific. Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for your continued help as a gardener. I have a gravesite in Connecticut that I want to put in two new shrubs. My problem is I can't get down there, the two or three times a week that it would be required to keep them watered. Is there a particular shrub? And is there anything I can do with the soil? I've just heard you talk about Soil Moist, so I'll keep that in mind. But is there a particular shrub that I might be able to use? That's my first question. The other one is I have tomatoes. I have a large stem, and it broke. It wasn't supported well enough with heavy tomatoes on it. And it's, I'd say, three-quarters of the way through. Is there anything I can do to repair that?
Is it still attached to the plant?
Yes.
Okay. Then what I would do is get some soft twine, like, the green garden jute, and tie that branch to either a stake or a tomato cage or to other branches to support it and see if there's enough of the water tubes still attached to the plant that it will keep it alive. If you see that branch begins to wilt with the arrival of the sunshine, pick your tomatoes, dispose of the branch, take your tomatoes, put them on your windowsill, and in time, they will ripen for you. Now, the other thing that you can do, if they're pretty good size and you want to ripen them faster, just get a paper bag, put your tomatoes in it, take a regular apple and take the apple and bruise it, bang it up on your countertop, put it in the paper bag with those green tomatoes and roll up the top to create a sealed brown paper bag. And within a week or 10 days, the bruised apple will produce ethylene gas. And the ethylene gas will change your green tomato to yellow and then eventually to red. That's how they ripen tomatoes. They give them ethylene gas, and that's why sometimes they don't taste very good, but that speeds up the ripening process. Now, good plants for the cemetery. First thing that you have to look is your exposure, and hopefully you're getting at least a half a day of sun. And if you're getting a half a day of sun or more, then you need to say to yourself, okay, first of all, I want a plant that in 5 years is not going to cover the entire stone and cover the stone next to my stone. So you need to use plants that are going to be miniatures or dwarfs. And one of the most popular is something called a dwarf Alberta spruce. It's conical, and it's very, very strong, and that's something that I would recommend. The other plant, if you're getting, let's say, half a day a shade or more that will stay small, is boxwood. And boxwood has a leaf about the size of your little fingernail, on the fingernail on your little finger, okay, maybe a little bit bigger. But those two plants will do very well in the cemetery if they water on a regular basis. Now, what I would suggest that you do, put a lot of compost in your soil, put the soil moist in there, and I would hold off until the end of August into early September when your temperatures are going to cool off. Who knows? Summer may arrive at this time of the year, but it needs to be watered on a weekly basis anyways.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria
bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, next week, we will have a lot of information for you about something that we are planning. We are planning to put together a trip for you, and we are going to be going to Croatia. And we will be visiting the Croatian Riviera during late April, early May, and we'll have a lot of information. The website is being put together as we speak, and it's going to be an absolutely great vacation. It's a 9-day trip, 7 days in Croatia, 1 day to get there, 1 day to get back. And it's going to be around $2,600, which is not bad. That's all your airfare, your hotel, and quite a few meals and a lot of tours. Croatia at that time of the year is beautiful. And when they first asked me to talk about this trip, I said, "Where is Croatia?" It's right near Italy. And when you look at the boot, you head east. And it's within a bus ride of Venice. And that's one of the option tours that you'll be able to take. So if you always want to go to Venice, you'll have a chance to go there when we go to Croatia. But next week we'll have that information for you. The website will be ready. And it's going to be a great vacation. One of the places that we're going to is a place where 26 lakes meet. And where the 26 lakes empty into this river, they have created a national park of waterfalls. And from the pictures that I've seen, it's absolutely incredible. The national park has built a wooden walkway where you can spend a day walking and taking pictures and looking at all of the waterfalls and a lot more. But we'll tell you about Croatia next Sunday. Give you a phone number and a website and all that information. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Ed calling about his tomatoes.
Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me what's happening with your tomatoes.
Well, they got the fungus, and I'm growing them in earth boxes. And my concern is, do I have to change the growing medium in the boxes for next year? And the other question is, it's spread to the zucchini and the summer squash that's in the ground, on the leaves, and in under the cucumber leaves, too. Can I try to save them some kind of a way?
Well, what I'm going to do after the program today is I'm going to pick off all of the bad leaves on my tomatoes. It's probably going to take me several hours because I've got 20-some-odd tomato plants. What you want to do is to try and remove those leaves that don't look very good on your tomatoes. On the squashes, those plants love the heat, and they're growing very, very quickly now. Go to your local garden center, pick up a product called Serenade. And Serenade is an organic fungicide, and it was developed for the tomato industry. I'm going to be spraying my entire garden with that. I'm also going to fertilize. And if you haven't fertilized in the last 2 or 3 weeks, that would be a good idea. Give the plants some additional food so that they can replace the missing foliage with some new growth. Hit them with a fungicide like Serenade to at least stop what's there from getting worse. And then in the fall, this fall is going to be a very, very important thing in your garden. And what I'm going to do, and I haven't done this in a long, long time, my father always did it in the fall, and I think I'm going to this year. I'm going to pull all the plants out, and this year, because of the problem, I'm not going to put it in the compost pile. And I, during the early part of the program, I mentioned that. The Department of Agriculture is warning everybody, do not put tomato or potato foliage in your compost pile. The heat that's created in the compost pile is not going to be strong enough to kill the fungus spores. And the fungus that's attacking your potatoes and tomatoes right now is the same fungus that caused the Irish potato famine. So clean your gardens, dig a hole and bury it, or if you can't, put it in the trash bag and send it to the landfills. But get it out of your yard, and no composting. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, this time of the year, things are going pretty good, finally. And if you're starting to see that you've got animals that are visiting your yard, the rabbits are coming, the woodchucks are coming, and they're beginning to nibble on your flowers or getting into the vegetable garden and just chopping everything down, there's a product called Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X, and it's a liquid repellent, and it will not wash off. So if they're in your vegetable garden, you cannot put it on lettuce because it's absorbed into the lettuce, but you can put it on cucumber plants, as long as you don't get it on the cucumbers. You can put it on squash plants, Again, as long as you don't get it on the squash. So when the woodchuck comes and he starts to eat the foliage, he won't like the taste and they'll go away. So it's a good product. A lot of the garden centers carry it. And this time of the year, if you did it a couple times a month, every couple of weeks, maybe a little bit more, depending on how vicious these animals begin to eat your plants. But if it's flowers, you can spray it right on the flowers and right on the foliage, and it makes it taste very, very bad. It doesn't change the color or weaken the plant at all, but it will eliminate problems with, like, woodchucks devouring your flower beds and your vegetables. But remember, in the vegetables, do not put it on anything that you're going to eat. So if they're eating the cabbages, you can't put it on the cabbage, because that's what you eat, is the actual head of the cabbage. Then, but if they're eating green beans, and you can spray it just on the foliage and not on the beans themselves, you'll be in good shape. But all of your vine crops, it's a great product. Let's go to the phone lines. Oatman, who's up next?
We've got Donna calling about her lawn.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling for good old Cape Cod. We've had
beautiful.
A problem. It is nice down here today. Earlier this summer, we had a problem with the lawn that it had the red fungus disease, but that seems to have cleared. And our lawn company came the other day, and they told us that we needed to aerate it. I was wondering if you could explain the difference between aeration and thatching, how often it needs to be done, and when you recommended it being done.
Okay. First of all, Donna, on your lawn, do you have standing water?
No. It, just along the side of the garage where we realize that the land sinks down, it needs to be built up. But the rest of the lawn is no sitting water at all. We haven't even had to turn our sprinkler system on this year.
Yeah, we've had so much rain. Now, on your lawn, are you getting a lot of kids that are playing baseball and football and spending a lot of time compacting the soil?
No.
Okay. So it's just your average backyard, you spend a little bit of time, but there's not a lot of people running around.
Correct.
Okay. If there's no compaction of the soil, where a lot of people walking back and forth on it, playing on it, if there's no standing water after a good rain, that tells me that you have a well-drained soil, you do not have a lot of clay, and you do not have compaction. So I would tell your lawn company that you do not need it done. You would aerate the soil if the soil has been squeezed and compacted, and usually it's because you've got clay or a lot of kids playing on it. So I think this may be something that the lawn company is trying to maybe pick up a little bit of extra business. Now, that is a method that they would either take a piece of equipment that with weight pushes like a pointed type part of the equipment into the ground, creating a hole, or they actually pull a little plug out of soil out of the ground. And then when it rains, that plug that's been pulled out makes a little hole. The soil fills in the hole, and you do end up with a much softer soil. But in your case, you do not have a lot of kids playing on the front lawn. You don't have standing water after the rain, so that tells me that there's not any clay in your soil, or very little, so that you do not need to have it aerated. Thatching is something that is usually done in the spring or the fall, and you would do that if you have a lawn that is very, very, very thick and you're seeing some brown develop in the base of the grass, right where the soil and the grass meet. In that first half inch, from mowing the grass and leaving the grass clippings, you build up a layer of dead blades of grass. It could be pine needles. It could be leaves that you drove over with the lawnmower. And it's perfectly natural to have a quarter to a half inch of thatch. And that's a good thing. That's where the microbes live. So I would tell the lawn company that services you that, no, thank you, my lawn is fine, it's healthy, it's green, and that you do not need any type of their particular service. They're probably going around again trying to make a little extra business for them, slow year, and you don't need it. If you had kids, you had clay, yes, but you don't. Enjoy the grass and enjoy what's left of the summer. Thank you, Donna. It was nice hearing from you. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, next we have Jean, who does have some clay soil, and she's wondering about planting in it.
Okay. Jean, good morning. Tell me what's happening with the grass.
Well, the grass is not thriving, and it's actually at my friend's house. She wanted to increase some garden space in a shady garden, and she put down wet newspaper, 4 to 6 pages thick, in the design she wanted, and that was on top of already clay soil. Then on top of that, she had delivered some loam. However, the loam turns out to be a poor quality and high in clay content or type. She did mix in about an half inch of compost to this inch of soil she put on top of the newspapers.
Okay.
Now, it hasn't dried out. It doesn't get the sun that we've had this past week, really. What can she do at this point to not have to start from zero and, like, go back and aerate and add compost to the primary soil later?
Okay. Now, has she planted in this bed?
No, she wants to plant in it something like Lamium and Creeping Jenny so that she'll never have to mow that area again. And when there's any amount of rain, she gets standing water in this area, so she knows she wants to try and build up a little.
Right. Okay. What I would suggest that she do is she should apply a product called liquid gypsum. Now, the way that I explain it so that you can understand what liquid gypsum is the white powder that they use to make sheetrock, and all of your walls in your home are made of sheetrock. They take the liquid gypsum, they process it, they dry it out, and they create this white chalky product that's used for the walls in your home. What gypsum does is if you apply it to your soil, it will coat the individual particles of clay and creates a buffer so they cannot stick together. Because the individual particles of clay can no longer stick together, the water can percolate right through it, just like adding sand to it. So rather than go in there and adding an inch of sand, rototilling everything, bringing all the weeds to the surface, and having to start all over again, the liquid gypsum works very, very well. Now, if she goes to most of the garden centers, will have it. If by chance she cannot find it, tell her to go to my website, and it's Paul Parent, PaulParent.com, PaulParent.com. When the front page comes up, she is going to click on sponsors, and then she's going to scroll down to a company called Soil Logic. And Soil Logic is a company from California, and they make this liquid gypsum. It's wonderful. And there should be a dealer locator on their website. And she just will put in her zip code and it will tell her of a store that carries it, or she can just order it directly from their website. I use it on the side of the road in September, October, and it softens up the soil, and that way when the snowplow comes by and he's dumping the salt, the sand, and the snow on my grass, the ground is open. It's porous. And as the snow melts, the salt will now go into your soil, and normally it just sits there killing the grass. Well, because you've put down a liquid gypsum, the rain can flush it out of the root zone of your grass much, much quicker, and that means you have a lot less dead grass caused by salt damage. But she wants liquid gypsum, and it works wonderful. Thank you. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, now we've got Ed, who's got a question about nematodes.
Okay. Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. When is the best time to put nematodes in the ground to kill Japanese grubs? And then I have a second question about oak leaf hydrangeas.
Okay, what's your question on the oak leaf hydrangea?
They have what appears to be rust on the leaves. What's the best way to get rid of it?
Okay, if you use a product like Serenade, you want to spray the entire plant, and if you can get the Serenade fungicide on the underside of the leaf. Now, Serenade will come in, you can buy it as a ready-mix product. If you just have a few plants, you can also buy a concentrate, and the concentrate comes with a built-in applicator, or you can put it in one of your bottle sprayers or a pump sprayer. But if you can get it on the underside, that's going to help. In the fall, very, very important, Ed, if you can take a bamboo rake or a leaf blower and remove the dead foliage from around your plant so that it doesn't reinfect your plants the following season, that makes a big, big difference, okay? Because the little bubbles contain the spores, and they will reinfect future growth the following season. When we come back, we'll give you the answer for your first question.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. And we were talking with Ed, and his second question was applying nematodes for the Japanese beetle grubs. Nematodes will multiply with heat. And if you wanted to get the best results, you want to apply it in the spring of the year. So during the months of April, May, June, perfect. Because now you've got all of the heat of the soil warming up with the sun. The day's getting longer, the sun getting stronger. All of the heat of June, July, and August. Now, some of these nematodes that kill the Japanese beetles are killed with a cold climate. So if you live in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, parts of New York, or, you know, Minnesota, or Michigan, where the temperatures get really cold during the winter months, then some of these nematodes will die with temperature. And then in the spring, as the ground warms up, they begin to get active again. The process of them multiplying will also begin. So if you want to do the best job and get the best results for your dollar, the time is in the spring, not in the fall. And for this year, I would hold off and do it next spring. You're almost halfway through August. And then September, things cool off, and October and so forth. So save your money, buy it next year during April, May, apply them to your soil, and you'll have the best results. Again, the warmer the soil, the more they multiply, the more effective they're going to be. And being that it's late in the year, it probably won't do as well as if you did it in the springtime. Thank you, Ed. Okay, Oatman, who's up next?
Well, let's go to Diane, who wants some advice with her roses.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul Tieran. Thank you so much for all your help through the years.
Thank you.
I have two climbing pink roses. I don't know the name of them. They're about 15 years old, and they've always been more, they've exceeded my expectations. This year, they don't look good. There's new canes from the base, and it seems to be the same rose, but the older growth has very small leaves, and they've been sort of a pale green-yellow color. Should I cut out the old canes? Is there something I can do? Is it just this year's bad weather?
What I would do, my wife loves roses, and this year she conned me into planting roses in great big pots, and they started off really, really well. They were dark green, they were filled with buds, and then the rain started, and the fungus got ahead of her, and they're just not as good as they should be at this time of the year. And some of the roses that she had planted in the backyard just don't look as good. So what we've been doing is we've been fertilizing with a liquid. We use the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer. We do that every couple of weeks. We do use a product like Bayer, Rose and Flower, that's a combination fertilizer, fungicide, and insecticide. We do that monthly, and that's helped. But roses love sunshine. Roses love heat. And you think of June and July, the total of June and July's 60 days, we had 6 days or 7 days of sun. The rest of the days were cloudy, drizzly, and rainy. We have not had any days break 90. We didn't have any days break 80 in Maine until mid-July. So it has not been a good year for roses. Roses with a lot of moisture, you get leaf spot, you get yellowing of the foliage. So for this year, I wouldn't do anything to them other than give them some additional fertilizer. Make sure that you are continuously applying fungicide and insecticide as needed. But say to yourself, this was not a year for roses. Next year will be a different story. Okay? So don't give up. But next year will be a lot better for you. 800-259-9231.